Forever Dog.
I like having fun. I like to laugh. I like to meet people.
Cut the music! Cut the music! Turn it off!
What do you mean cut the music?
No! Cut it! I'm done! I am done with that song, ladies and gentlemen. We are throwing it in the trash. Good morning, everybody. Thanks
what
for joining.
What are we going to do without chips?
Good morning, everybody. I am done with that. That is old news. We are looking forward into the future. We have a huge announcement to make. Big, big announcement to make before we begin the show. We got a great show, by the way, planned for you. We have music from the great Will Sheff that you will be enjoying later. He'll be joining
us later.
Excuse me?
My knobs are a bit antiquated.
Aha. Uh-huh. Thank you. You might know Will Sheff from Okkervil River. And this is Will as himself. This is the first time we're getting a sense of Will Sheff, the man. And he's going to be playing a beautiful song called, should I say the song?
Sure.
It's ironic.
Track. It's the title track.
It's an ironic title from Will. You got to give him credit for that. He loves playing in the pond of irony.
It's an inaccurate title.
That's why it's ironic. It's nothing special. I'm sort of like listening to the song going like, huh? Because it's like, but it is.
It's something special.
So it's a misnomer.
Quiet, you.
You know, just seeing Matt's little body walk out onto the stage and play the video and he's just like looking out, it was just made me giggle. I was giggling a lot, a lot.
And in studio, and Will is in studio as well, by the way. Joining us for the first half and the second half, Frankie Quejones. Did I do it? I blew it.
You went too hard. You went too.
What are you talking about?
Quejones.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited to have you here. Tell me what it is.
Quejones.
Quejones. Well, I said Quejones, which is something different.
That's a little different.
Fucking A. I'm just a white guy from Pennsylvania. I know Miller and Smith.
Schumacher.
That's all I got.
Schumacher.
Frankie, I'm going to call you Frank.
That's cool. We all can grow and we all can learn.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is going to be a serious interview. And I want you to be open and honest and keep your voice down and be serious. Why do you do what you do? What compels you to get up every morning? Why? Why? Why?
Just all the things, you know?
I get that. All right, but no, we're gonna have fun. You need to loosen up! And I gotta turn the air on. Are you hot in here? It sucks. So turn that off from the beginning. Now let's get back to my original point. And you chime in whenever you want.
Okay, thank you.
Mi casa su casa.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And keep it light.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you,
Tim. Batman.
I don't want to get serious with you. We did that.
Keep it light.
It's a fun morning show, okay? It's not a drag. It's not Terry Gross. Ew.
Hey, folks, welcome.
Ew.
Aloha.
Let me get back to my original point. We are in the process of removing our title song because Vic, the great Vic Berger IV, who joins us.
What's sip, everybody?
On mic, please. On mic. Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm so mad at Vic. I'll tell you why. Yeah.
Mm. What's so sip, everybody?
Vic makes the big deal about changing his mic stand situation to this thing that is very... It's about to go down all
it
the
does.
Time. It's about to,
all
yeah, it's about to dip.
The heavy mic.
And then last week, we did the show, of course. Great show. And he's writing us after the show a couple hours. Because the first thing he does when he gets home is watches the show.
No, I don't.
Yes, he loves it.
No, it's good. I can't watch myself back. No, I don't.
And he goes, well, I'm off mic. Why can't we hear me? What the hell is Luke doing in there? It's all Tim's fault.
Tim was so loud for himself that he had to turn me down.
And I look at the evidence, the video, and he's 9 feet away from his mic because of this new thing.
Because I couldn't
So
hear
what
my,
do you want?
Well, I couldn't hear myself in the thing. So I turned my personal volume of myself all the way up. So that's why I was back here. And I could hear myself perfectly. So.
Now I have a down on be here like
so
this.
What Vic did was he found a gem, a song from 1989.
Yeah.
And it's a David Hasselhoff composition. I don't know if he wrote it, but he's the lead singer on it.
I do wonder who wrote that. I guess we could look that
up. I guess we could find that
out. Hoff.
But this is let's give him a little taste.
Okay, ready? This is the start of it.
Well, is everybody happy? All right, now this gets me going. All right, stop it now. Now here's the deal. Here's the deal. Does that make you feel good, that song, Frank?
Yeah, yeah.
It hasn't even kicked
happy.
It hasn't even kicked in yet.
Yeah.
And you're already smiling.
Yeah, yeah. I was picturing David Hasselhoff just on the beach. Like,
yeah,
hey,
tank
man.
Top.
Yeah.
Red shorts.
By the way, why do they call that like Baywatch, right?
Yeah, yeah. The show?
Yeah. They got lifeguards watching the bay. It doesn't seem that serious of a situation.
There's no
waves
at the bay.
Yeah, right. The bay's kind of,
yeah.
It's a bay.
You
it's
just like all
a
the lake. Way out.
Huh.
I think they're talking about Bay, B-A-E.
Oh.
I don't think they
that's
are.
What he's watching. That's what he's looking at.
That's a more of a 21st century term. This show is in the end of the 20th century. That's funny to think of. Baywatch as a show from the towards the end of the 20th century. Anyways, here's our challenge that we face. Because of YouTube's. Where's my YouTube drop?
Oh, yeah, you get it on the YouTubes.
You witch.
You can buy it on iTunes and Amazon.
Is that it?
No, Woody's YouTube.
Go on iTunes.
Oh, God, sorry. There's too many YouTubes. I got to find it.
YouTube. Anyway, because of their draconian...
Can I press the music or the YouTube?
I press the music.
I press the music on the YouTube.
Oh, boy.
I didn't know they had a calculator on the iPhone. Because of YouTube's draconian music policies and the confusion behind it, we would love to officially make that our theme song, but we don't know how to go about doing that. I don't know. We could probably license it for a tremendous amount of money. But what we want to do to you is offer the opportunity for you to cover David Hasselhoff's Is Everybody Happy? Is that what it's called?
Is Everybody Happy?
Let's try to buy the whole catalog Michael Jackson style. The whole Hasselhoff catalog.
So we are the sole owners of his entire publishing empire. So... You can look it up. We're not going to play it. We don't want to get dinged and the show be banned from YouTube. No, but Frankie's already looking for the exit.
He's like looking at the door.
I'm happy you're here just laughing. You can just, if you just want to laugh,
he
that's
looks
fine.
Stressed out.
But chime in. Keep it light. He's been waiting on our coffee. Let me tell you, back it up even more. No way to find out what the hell's going on with this show. If you're just tuning in, you're like, huh?
How much music, how many albums does Hasselhoff have?
We can easily find that out. Let's get into it.
He's got a catalog.
We have researchers on that right now.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and don't spend too much time on this, but we will... We'll create a contest. We'll put it on the Patreon, and you can win a merch pack or something.
Is everybody happy?
Yeah, keep it like a minute and a half or something, 2 minutes? I don't know.
2 minute cover of Is Everybody Happy? Look it up on iTunes or wherever. There's a great music video from it on YouTube.
There's a guy, the guy who...
He's really good.
Guess who produced Is Everybody Happy?
Phil Spector?
Jack White.
No. Not
Jack
me.
White is a German composer, producer, and former footballer.
Sure. Oh, whoa. Okay.
And written by Charles Blackwell.
Okay.
Oh.
Hmm.
I did it.
Also, Hasselhoff didn't write it.
No. He was just giving it.
He made it come to life.
You know what his first album's called? 1985? Night Rocker.
Night Rocker?
Oh, like Night Rider.
Night Rider, yeah. Night Rocker.
You know, we were talking about Frank Stallone. I had a good idea for him. If he wanted to put out an album, he should call the album Frank Stallone Still Alone. Stallone Still Alone. It was just like him, very sullen, maybe just a side shot. Anyway, so that's happening right now. Get thinking, get working, make a note to yourself in your notes app. Focus on, is everybody happy? And we'll integrate that into the show soon. Oh, that was quick. Let me hear that.
The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows.
Oh, you got a loop going?
That was an accident.
Speaking of accidents, Doug, can we just get a briefing on your toilet situation at home?
Frank Stallone.
Yeah, I have no toilet, so I put a
camping... Mikey, do you have a toilet at home?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Got a couple of them.
Oh, nice.
Don't want to brag, but...
Yeah. In a two-bath situation?
Yeah.
Two and a half bath? Straight two.
It's just straight two.
Do you have a bathroom that you designate for number two?
Yeah.
Really? There's a bathroom you never use for number two?
The downstairs, like, guest one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are there any situations where you would use that?
If I was like...
If it's an emergency.
It's a hurry to get upstairs.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I tell you a life-changing thing? My wife got me... bidet. A bidet seat. Uh-huh. So I have a clean butthole now. It's awesome. It's like really cool. It's new
it just attaches
it's
like, to your...
It attaches to the thing. It's the best. It's
Oh, yeah. It's one of those.
It's cool.
I have one of
those.
It's cool.
Bidet, mate. It's attached to the seat. So put it in.
Yeah.
All right, but back to Doug.
Anyway.
Your toilet situation is what?
I getting work done on my sewer, and they said I should rent a porta potty for the week. But I bought at a yard sale, I bought like a handicapped toilet. Like, it's just a seat with a bucket on it. And I put that in my shower.
Oh, man.
Wait.
You what?
Oh.
Huh?
And you shit in your shower?
Yeah.
Drop dry logs down?
Well, there's a Home Depot bucket with a very thick bag in it. And then I have a bucket of dirt.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Wait, but you shit in the shower, though?
Well,
bucket. The bucket's in the shower.
It's not going down the drain. It's just like, that's
shit in
where,
the bucket.
That's
why
where
is
it fits.
And the shower is just there so you feel there's the appearance that you're in the bathroom. Like,
it's not your typical
shower.
You're
not going to do that in your living room. It's not your typical. I know what you're talking about. You have like just a part of the bathroom that's
it's
the shower.
It's just an area that I could fit the thing.
Right. So you shit in the bucket.
Everything's fine. I shit in the bucket.
And then dirt it, like pour a couple
scoops
dirt.
It feels like I'm camping.
And then you put that bag in the trash for the trash men to deal with?
Ooh.
After I fill it up.
How often do you change the bag?
I only started this yesterday, but I'm going to go for a week. But Wes said I should get the kitty litter.
Oh.
They should make, why don't you
I'm
write
do
a damn
litter
ad.
And scoop the turds out.
How about you do an ad about a man litter, like a human litter.
Yeah, you could do a man litter. It's like wood chips and other things.
Well, then Will said I should.
I mean, that's what we're going to be doing in California when we run out of water.
Yeah. I call him Will.
Did you change a man litter?
Said I should
get. Stinks in here, honey.
Yeah. Wes said I should get rabbit litter, and I guess that's a different grain.
He says like an organic kind of
and
thing.
And I'm wondering if like, kind of how you grind coffee in different grains, if there's different like grinds of.
Have you had a wet one in there yet? Have you had like a sloppy diarrhea?
Like an espresso ground litter.
Have you made mud in there?
It's all mud.
Dirt gets turns into mud quick with your toilet system. All right.
I'll bring the bag in next week and we can check it out.
This is a temporary situation, right?
I'm going to bring it in. I'll save the bag so you can see it.
Bring the man litter.
Temporary situation for Doug, okay? Let's just give him a break. one more plug here. Yesterday, we announced On Cinema Season 13 coming October 26th. That's less than, 2.5 weeks away? 13
days.
13 days, Maron. Join us at highnetwork.tv. Subscribe. We got a very special... a special program up there right now called Deck of Cards, What Went Wrong. And it's a really entertaining piece of footage that you're going to enjoy. Okay?
Now I'm getting excited.
And... okay. Very rough morning for me. I don't know. Are you a morning man?
Not really.
No.
But, I feel good. That little Hasselhoff shit kind of got me going.
Got you pumped.
A little bit.
But your energy's dropping quick.
Waiting for that coffee.
I know. speaking of that, let's get an update from our brand new intern. Can we go to the control room and have a visit with Olivia? Olivia, are you on mic?
No, I have the coffee.
Oh.
She's already a star.
I have the coffee, bye.
Wait. You are on mic because I can hear you.
Yeah, I mean.
Okay. Can we see her? I don't have access to
it.
Okay. Yeah. Olivia, welcome to the Office Hours community. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
A little bit about myself. Oof. Well, I'm here for school, and I'm an intern here. First day.
She came in, and I'll tell you, folks, there was nothing to do.
There was nothing to do. The coffee was already being made. So
yeah, poorly.
I could have just went home.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's better this time, but I don't promise anything.
Are you, where's your ratio? What was your ratio of beans to water?
I kind of dumped some beans in there.
Oh boy.
And then I put some water in there.
Have you ever made coffee before?
I made coffee before, but everyone has like Keurig.
Yeah, the kids these days, they don't know the old fashioned Mr. Coffee method.
The bays.
Mm-hmm. I'll figure it out.
The bays. All right, well, welcome to the community. You're studying film at Temple University?
Yes, yeah, I'm studying film.
Okay, what's your favorite movie?
Oh, Her, starring Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, you know, she had a quick answer there.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow. Do you know the one where he falls in love with the AI?
Yeah.
That's
cool. Yeah, I didn't see that movie.
Oh, well.
Sorry. I don't know what to tell you.
What are you from?
I stopped watching these movies when they come out, you know?
What part of PA are you from?
What am I going to do, watch that movie?
I'm from Delaware County.
Oh, okay, Delaware County.
Yeah, like outside of Philadelphia.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
Really making Frankie wait for this coffee here.
I have.
You can bring it in. Don't bring it in. Bring it in now.
Bring it in? Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Bring it in.
Her, starting off
Phoenix. She had a quick answer there.
What is that?
You know the one where he falls in love with the...
No drum roll? Nothing?
Oh, shit. Oh.
Just turn everything off.
Oh, thank you so much, Olivia.
Yeah, here you go.
From outside.
Thank you, Olivia. Let's do an on-camera taste test. Let's see how we're doing. Are you ready? Honest opinions here. It's hot.
What's sip, everybody?
Pretty weak. I mean, it's very weak. This is a bust. Well, this was, thank you, Olivia. Well, Olivia, all the best to you, and I'm sure there's other opportunities out there for interns.
Yeah.
But you're not, I mean, honestly, it's probably for the best. There's nothing really you can gain from, there's no knowledge you're going to get from this experience, believe me.
Yeah.
So like, if anything, there'll be some
dumber
regression.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta go.
Yeah.
Good luck at Temple.
Why don't you go intern at Starbucks and then come back here and then we'll talk. You know what I'm saying, folks? I'm just kidding you, of course. Of course she's familiar. Olivia, are you familiar with this show?
Familiar with the show.
Okay.
Yes.
So you know you get our tone. You get that.
Yeah,
we're
I get the tone. Love the sound bites.
Sound bites?
Sound bites?
Huh.
Wait, yeah, I'm waiting for, you know.
I'm like Dylan.
Like that?
Yes.
Okay.
She loves get horny.
I love records.
All right, Matt, let's take a zoomer, check in with the world out there.
Slim pickings today, but let's see what
happens. What are you talking slim pickings?
Well,
it's a full room.
Nobody has topics. And nobody
knows what to do.
Nobody knows what to do.
I mean, I got stuff to talk about if you want.
I had a guy. Oh, I wanted to talk to this Linus Kern. He's having a cup of Joe. Maybe.
What is he from?
Us.
Fucking the Peanuts with the Charlie Brown and everybody?
Linus, can you unmute yourself? Oh, sorry. Unmute again, Linus. There he is.
Linus.
Sit back and relax. Enjoy yourselves a cup of Three Stooges coffee and enjoy the show.
Linus.
How are you guys?
All right. Yeah, you're having a cup. Is it as weak as this?
Cool. No, it's strong.
Oh,
double espresso.
Oh, damn. Well,
are you looking
confidence.
To be an intern?
Where are you calling from?
New York, New York.
Whoa.
Ram, bam, bam. I almost think that.
That's even a steeper angle than the turkey dinner, Tim. That's just straight down
this-
the...
But this is the first time, like, there's no ceiling fans, just a window on the ceiling.
I can see Tom Cruise crashing through that skylight right there.
That's the last thing his, Tim, that's the last thing his victims see right before they
perish. How can I help you today, friend?
I don't have a topic, dude.
All right, drop it. I'm not doing City of the Day in New York. That's one thing for sure.
Well, I have a City of the Day.
Oh, okay,
right.
You do.
You want to go to that?
Well, let me just explain why the coffee violations today are so egregious.
Peace and love to you.
Last night, I think I'm going to guess around 4 in the morning, my boy comes in, stomps into the room, flies the door open. I need water. I want water, motherfucker.
Water.
What about the bed? Water, you'll live without water through the night. All you're going to do is piss your pants if you drink that water.
A.M. water?
I love you, Daddy.
And, which is fine, and we provide him with some water. But then my dog comes right in, gets, yeah, you're not enjoying that cup.
No, it's okay.
You know what it feels like? It feels like, you ever do background work on television or movies or small parts? You ever done?
Yeah.
I mean, actually, big parts. Let's just say that.
Yeah, I've done
that. Yeah. And you have your own TV show, This Fool.
Yes.
Airing on Hulu.
Yeah.
Every day. Yeah. 24/7.
It's available whenever.
Yeah.
Streaming.
I'm going to get to that later in the show and ask you some questions about that show. But it feels like when you're on set and they get the coffee there in the big...
the big old crafty boxes, things. Heat box.
Ugh. It's a nightmare.
Cooler heat box.
Anyway, so Matt.
Yes.
So anyways, dog comes in, dog's under the bed, under the sheets. Mm. It's trying to, and it's licking me, kicking me. And so I didn't get the sleep I need to do this show. I'm not going to lie to you.
Fuck.
Yeah. Fuck. And what I want is a cup of Joe that'll get me through the next hour and a half. And Doug's not doing it. And Olivia's not doing it. Matt don't care.
Well, I was going to give you a coffee report. Apparently, that was the second attempt at.
Hey, folks, I don't know if you've seen the inflation going on these days. I can't just be throwing out large mounds of coffee beans.
I made it last week. It was good, right?
Where the fuck is my good and strong coffee?
Good cup. People, I don't even drink it.
People are so sick of hearing about coffee. But now, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to talk about coffee the whole show. Now, do you normally take it black, Frankie?
I take a little cream of sugar, but I can
provide
enjoy
that.
I can enjoy it.
This is a cup that would need some cream and sugar.
It needs anything. It's like
we got some of that.
I feel like I got COVID without the taste and the smell. You know what I mean?
Cough, fucking cough.
It's like drinking a cup of sand.
We could bring it. We got some of that powder stuff, Olivia.
Get out of here with that.
You ever have mud coffee?
Get out of here with that.
I don't drink coffee.
That's mushrooms.
Yeah, it is.
I don't want that. I tried TikTok for like 2 weeks, and all I was getting were these mud coffee TikToks at me. I said, no. You want TikTok?
TikTok? Oh, am I on TikTok? Yeah.
Creeper. Big on TikTok?
Creeper is my... I have a character named Creeper.
Oh, right.
He's on TikTok.
Is he big? Is he blown up? How do you gauge this? Numbers?
It's the whole Baywatch.
Millions?
No, it's like 700 something thousand, but I don't really...
The show just can't be about talking about numbers.
I need to engage more. I don't really post that much. I need to get on there. Yeah.
You got to engage. You got to post 10 times a day.
Algorithm. The algorithm needs to be fed.
Let's do the city of the day. It's almost 10:30 already.
TikTok.
Show has no value. There's no content happening in the show today. You feel that?
We're getting through it. It's like
why? City of the day is brought to you by. Sorry, folks. City of the day is brought to you by Placebo. Decoconated cocaine. Don't you wish you could get the thrill of snorting cocaine without the side effects? Placebo is a real cocaine that has all of its euphoric side effects removed, rendering it non-addictive. Now you can party with douchebags and keep your life together. Placebo is 100% legal after it's smuggled into the United States. It's not FDA approved though, so it must be sold as hot tub cleaner. Okay. Oops, it's twice the cost of regular cocaine, but that's because we run it through an expensive and environmentally unfriendly decocaination process. Placebo is proudly brought to you by Folgers, who have been exploiting foreign farmers since, been exploiting foreign farmers since 1850. Office Hours listeners get a free $100 snorting bill when they buy 10 or more 8 balls by going to folgers.hottub.com/ get me backstage and entering. Get what? Get me backstage and entering the code board. What? Hold on. I'm gonna read this as written. Office hours listeners get a Office hours listeners get a free $100 snorting bill when they buy 10 or more 8 balls by going to folgers.hottub/getmebackstage and entering the code word Clapton77. Placebo. Get the thrill of the snort. Cocaine, cocaine guy?
Cocaine. Oh, yeah, I used to do a lot of cocaine.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not doing cocaine anymore, but.
Okay.
I did a lot.
You did it a lot.
So.
Would you consider yourself an addict?
Yeah.
Yeah. At the time?
Yeah.
If you had some in the room with you, could you resist?
Right now I could, yeah, because I'm not drunk or anything. But.
Okay. But you would use that, it would be in conjunction with drinking?
Yeah, yeah. Once I get that buzz, I'm like.
You ever done heroin?
No. I mean, no, I've never shot up heroin.
I see. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Want the jingle?
Yes.
Cocaine.
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 I don't
cocaine.
Know. You're a comedian. Cocaine. I don't know if you're cocaine. Serious or not.
Cocaine. No, no. Yeah, I'm serious. I did a lot of cocaine.
Oh, you did? Okay. Yeah. Doug, cocaine?
Huh?
Cocaine?
I'm playing my song right now.
But you used to do a lot of cocaine?
Yeah, I'm on it now.
No, you're not.
I put it in my coffee like Stevie Ray Vaughan.
I'm going to guess. Here's my guess. Doug's done cocaine, not a tremendous amount, but you've experimented.
I cannot confirm nor deny.
Okay, you can and you will. Not Bill Maher's podcast.
I got tricked into it.
You did?
Yeah. They told me it was meth.
You could... Vic's never done cocaine,
no,
correct?
That's true. The only time opportunity I had to do it, I was scared to do it, so I blew out instead of blowing in.
Just you were that guy.
I faked
huh?
it. I faked
Woody
it.
Woody Allen and Annie.
Oh, yeah, I was like, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Matt, Carlin, Captain Carlin, I'm going to say has done cocaine.
A couple times. Didn't like it.
Okay. Frankie here is a big problem. Yeah. Do you still have your septum in the middle?
Yeah, yeah, I'm okay, still out there, but I got close.
But not good, huh? Not good cocaine. Bad for you.
No, I was doing good cocaine. That was the problem.
Ah.
It was like, oh, well,
there's that Jack Nicholson quote that I'll mangle, but something to the effect of cocaine is not a problem for rich people because they can always get it. And it's only when you can't get it that it becomes a problem. Something to that effect. Something like that.
I used to do it with Don Simpson back in the 80s.
Oh, Days of Thunder.
Oh, wow.
All right, City of the Day is... Who's the City of the Day today?
Thompson's, are you there?
The City of...
Yeah, hello. City of the Day is...
Get up, you fucker, get up! I want to look at you lie down like I've just finished giving you head.
It's light. It's real light.
I'm going to give you a kiss after swallowing you.
Come here.
Mwah, that was nice. Mwah. Dude, my wife's watching that Blonde. Did you see this fucking movie?
What?
This Marilyn Monroe movie on Netflix. What a mess.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that. Yeah.
What a mess. But there's a scene where she's like giving a blowjob to JFK, and there's it's basically like pornography. It's like you're seeing Jack's wang.
No, shit, no
like,
way.
Like a little bit.
Like the shaft? Or glisten. Just the balls?
Yeah. No. It's like a POV from his belly button. Capiche?
Oh, fuck.
And it's just disgusting. Well, it's not disgusting. Erotic. But it's just a mess. The whole movie seemed like a big bad art project.
Sucky song. Right. Wow.
That's lovey. Enough of my blowjob talk for the day. Where is the City of the Day?
His testicles became
swollen.
New Taipei City. Is this in a foreign land?
Yeah, it is. It's in Taiwan.
He's in Taiwan.
All right. Ooh. What's going on in Taiwan? You guys getting invaded by the China?
Yeah, the China. We're getting doxxed and stuff. Some military drills, but it seems. I don't think anything's gonna happen. To be honest, general vibe.
Yeah, it's all stable. It's not gonna turn into another one of these Ukraines.
Nah,
World War III bait?
China!
Yeah. Although, hey, using that drop, right, that China drop, I usually watch you guys on a Saturday morning hungover because it's like a couple of hours ahead here. And I watch it with my boyfriend sitting beside me. English as a second language. Yeah. And you made him laugh for the first time after watching this for like a year together.
Really?
Whoa.
We're converting
Wait,
folks.
Just the China drop did it?
Yeah. Because I think Tim was saying, like, he's doing a segue. Like, now it's time for something that nobody wants or nobody cares. And then China.
Wait, so he hadn't laughed? He really hadn't, like, laughed?
So you were forcing him to watch for 2 years?
Where is
he's,
he?
Like, waiting for the laugh to come.
Can you pan over to see him?
Yeah, he's scrolling his phone. It's all right.
Oh, okay. Russia. No, let's see him.
You're teasing us.
Let's get a look at this guy.
I don't like it.
I want to evaluate him.
He's not. Up beside me. That's it.
Is he there in the room?
No.
What do you do in Taiwan?
He teaches English. Come on.
Nah, fuck off.
Fuck off.
That's true.
I'm studying here.
What?
English?
Trying to lose me British accent. Where are you from?
Nice. New Zealand.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
All right, so you're studying what?
I'm doing my master's in international relations. It's real boring.
This guy doesn't have a clue about what's going on with Taiwan and China. He's like, everything's going to be fine. I don't know much about it, really. It's only my subject of expertise.
I don't think nothing's going to happen.
All right.
I mean,
Well, this is great for our big interactive map that's being built, right, Matt?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I got to check in on that.
We've a gracious listener has been compiling all the cities of the day from the history of the show, and you'll see the tremendous impact, the footprint that this show has on the planet. Mick! I called Vic Mick.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you, sir. All the best to you and your partner, and safe travels, and let's keep the peace. All we are saying is peace and love. God bless.
Peace and love.
Is everybody happy?
No, no.
Taiwan.
Vic's here with some music news.
Oh, yeah, let's do that. Well, first, is it okay if I do the activity of the day?
Yes,
get that out of the way.
Yeah.
All right.
Activity
the show
of day.
Is basically getting things out of the way.
Right. I'm running out of activity.
Getting it out of the way for what?
Well, so we can get to the other thing. I'm just kidding, because I don't know. So,
activity of the day.
I'll tell you what happened. The other Friday night or Thursday night after the show, I took Rosie out for a nice little walk, and I had my sweat shorts on, as you do, and I had my wallet in my back pants. And my back shorts there. Mm. And near the end of the walk, I decided to run a little bit to get home quicker. And in that, I lost my wallet. So it flew out. No idea where it is. No one returned it.
Fully gone.
Oh, never came back. I was freaking
activity
out. So the activity today is to get a chain wallet. I didn't do it yet. Like, get a chain wallet, attach it to your shorts.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Well, what else do you do then?
I don't what do you think of the chain wallet, Frankie?
Yeah, chain wallet with sweat shorts, too? That's
weird, it's
man.
Weird.
That's
but,
stupid, man.
But I don't want to lose my wallet again.
Well, just get one of those air tags or get one of those rosy collars on your wallet.
Okay.
Man.
Maybe like a little stretchy cord.
Like a little elastic
thing.
Kind of thing.
People attach to their lighters. Like kind of that for your wallet. Yeah.
I like that. Oh, that's a good idea. Okay.
Like a janitor that has the keys on the thing.
Right.
Exactly.
So
the activity
of the day
like
is now not that.
Is now, it's to get one of those stretchy things. Not a
I think you should go chain.
Chain is weird. Chain is weird.
Rosie's not going to like the chain.
No, it's so loud, too, and heavy.
They're inventing, I guess, a chain for your crypto wallets now. I heard about that. Mark Zuckerberg's all.
So that's that. All right, let's get to the music, not trivia, but facts of the day.
Blockchain, crypto,
music
wallet,
news.
Something there. I don't know. Why don't you work on that, Frankie?
So
on
it.
Blockchain.
Why don't you make a hat wallet? Because you're always wearing a hat.
I am.
Just put the wallet in the hat.
Oh, why not?
Right,
that's a good little pocket right here. I love it.
Like right on the front.
So the, activity of the day is to get a hat wallet.
Isn't a wallet just a small wall? Think about that. I should be writing for Sniglets. Remember Sniglets?
I love Sniglets.
What is that?
Wait, what?
It was Little's segment on Not Necessarily the News where he would make up new words.
Basically make up new words.
That's kind of cool.
All right, here's Vic's music news.
Okay, big news is Roger Waters has gone into writing sketches. So Roger Waters of Pink Floyd.
I like Pink Floyd? Not really your thing.
I mean, I've done the whole take mushrooms and on third roar start the Dark Side of the Moon.
Yeah, it's fine.
So he's upping his game here. He's writing sketches. So here's him.
What are you doing with this phone, by the way?
Oh, this is my Vic Vision here. Gotta unlock it, Vic. Oh, shit. It's not even working.
It's showing up on our side.
It's showing up on our
side. It's unlocked.
Doesn't matter. I don't know what I'm doing. Activity of the day is complete. That's the last one. Is that working now? It you doesn't. People don't care. People don't care. I don't even care.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
We're not showing anything. What are you planning on showing?
Myself.
Computer screen?
I was just going to show myself
when
I was
talking.
We have
a camera on you right here.
Well, I know, but it's like activity of the day, so it's my Vic Vision. So you want to... a little different. You want to... Anyway, can we play Roger Waters' sketch here?
So now you're saying Roger Waters is becoming a comedy sketch writer?
He's writing sketches, and he wanted to get this originally in his live show somehow, and it's based around Mark Zuckerberg.
Okay, not a fan of Mark Zuckerberg.
No, he's not a fan at all.
I'm not a fan of Mark Zuckerberg.
I'm not either.
I am. The show.
He made Facebook. All
right, let's listen to the clip.
Write about them up there, the oligarchs up there, they're up there in the penthouse now. And one of them is Zuckerberg. So I write I wrote a little sketch, and it's about... Go away! And then the door opens, and a flunky comes in. And it's Zuckerberg, and he's sitting there at his desk in front of his computer working, right? And he goes, get out! I don't know if he speaks. I'm sure he doesn't speak like that because I've heard him speak, and he's a bit soft-spoken.
Yeah,
he's
very sounds like you.
But, and the flunky says, "But sir, Mr. Zuckerberg, sir, it's really important. You know, I have to speak to you." You know, and then he tries again, and Zuckerberg's just screaming at him. I think Zuckerberg at one point says, "I've told you never to interrupt me when I'm grading co-eds."
When you're what?
Grading co-eds.
Oh.
Yeah, could you grin at this? I like that. So whatever. And he says, anyway, I'm going to stop acting because I can't use up my voice. Really, I shouldn't be. And the flunky says to him, we've run out of space to store the money. And Zuckerberg screams at him, buy another fucking island! Get out! And then he throws his laptop away, and it goes through the window and comes down and lands in the Netherlands. So that was my little sketch, and I'm sorry I didn't manage to find a place in the show because I kind of like it.
Do you think it's... It's funny. You know, it is funny. What else do we have in Roger Waters news?
Oh, we got... he doesn't like to sign things for people, too. So people ask him to sign, you know, whatever it is. Sometimes it's an album or a guitar or something, but sometimes people... You know, have other items that they want signed. So check this out.
Can you sign my shirt, please? I've got these shirts.
Thank you so much. Thanks for doing this, Mr. Waters. I've been looking forward to this show for 30 years. Thanks, sir.
Here we go, sir.
Oh, the dreaded baseball. No, we got something else.
No, sir.
Next. Over here. The dreaded baseball.
Sign a little boy.
I can't.
Roger,
11 years ago.
There he is, Vic.
He's signing that. But,
he's signing reasonable things.
But watch, watch. Oh.
Oh.
Whoa. Wait, what happened then?
What was that?
He was trying to get a handshake on the way out. He signed, but he would not
I'm with Roger on this.
Yeah, I kind of agree.
I hate signing T-shirts. It's like you can't make contact with the fabric.
I get it.
Get out of here, you fucking...
The dreaded handshake.
He just holds his hand out.
He does get like pretending like he doesn't see the hand. Though. He like looks away.
Well, then, all right.
And he keeps the Sharpie in his fingers.
I feel like I've discussed this before, and it's maybe too long, but the Roger... having quibbles with the Pink Floyd Facebook group.
He really, oh, yeah.
I think this is the root of his disdain for Zuckerberg. Now,
oh, that's a good point. I never thought of that.
Let's hit this. What's that?
I never thought of that. Oh, that's what it's about. Yeah.
We can play this later.
Wait, what's the root of the thing?
Well, he... this is from a cut... I think during the pandemic, Roger was upset because... David Gilmour has control of the Pink Floyd Facebook page and won't let them. They're in a feud, a long feud. Oh. And so Roger can't post any information up on the Pink Floyd Facebook page, which has, you know, 70 million.
But what is he posting though? He's like...
But so David Gilmour has been at home. Like, remember during the pandemic, everybody was like doing shit from their kitchen and,
yeah.
And so David Gilmour and his wife are just there like doing sing-alongs with their kids. And like reading like passages from her book of poetry and stuff,
And recipes.
And Roger's up here pleading for people to complain on the Facebook page to try to get them to at least allow him to post his updates, which are, you know, anti-Semitic rants about
Roger Waters,
the Jews. Yeah,
Roger Waters is saying, "Wish I was here. I wish
I was on this page. Yeah.
I wish I was there." Is what he changed his lyrics to his song.
And listen, let me just say, I love Pink Floyd. I love Pink Floyd. They're one of my top groups.
I love Batman.
And I've seen Roger Waters. It's a great show. But and there's, you know, he's out there. He's getting a lot of flack and there's a lot of controversy around him because he said some very, you know, publicly at least, he said some kind of fringy, which a lot of people describe as anti-Semitic. You're not an anti-Semite, are you?
No.
Okay.
Oh, thank God.
I don't want to make things uncomfortable for you.
Yeah.
Matt here is a member of the tribe, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah. Is there anybody in there? Is there anybody in there? When did that group decide that, like, they're okay, we're going with Roger on lead vocals and he's going to sound like a nut?
Why do you say it so badly?
Oh. Because they're good vocalists. It's like good. Psycho.
Did you know you were?
So like, well, that's Gilmore. That's a beautiful voice. But anyways, he said this shit. And listen, all my lefty, hardcore lefty people are going to say, yeah, you know, there's like, he's critical of the American empire. He's critical of the war machine. And you know, I'm sure he makes some good points. But he totally, I'll say this, he publicly seems to cross the line when it comes to the way he talks about the Jewish people in terms of like controlling the media and stuff like that and the cabal. But I will say this, I know people that have played with him, been in his band. I'm not going to name names.
Well, it's been announced on the show before.
Well, no, but not the people I'm referring to. I've heard secondhand. I go, what's up with this Roger Waters? Because you know people that have been around him. Is this true? Is this really like a thing with him? And they go, oh, you have no idea.
Wow. Oh, shit.
They go, the fucking, he is openly anti-Semitic.
Oh.
Off the, you know, off, like around people and with people. Oh, shit.
He's not just anti.
I'm just saying that's what I heard.
He's not just anti-Israel.
No, it goes beyond that, it goes beyond my friend. That. Now, all I'm saying, this is secondhand stuff. I don't know if I can get, if he's going to, what are the rules there, Matt? I'm just telling you what people have said.
Oh, shit.
And this is coming from me, your friend Tim Heidecker, who I'm not going to bullshit you about. I love Roger Waters. I love his music, and nice. I love a lot of things he has to say. But he's, and then when you got this Kanye, did you see the it's disgusting, man. Yeah. It's disgusting.
Wait, what did Roger Waters say? Like that was.
Well, he's just critical of Israel and he's calling them an apartheid state. And, you know, I think he makes good points about some of this stuff. Right, Matt? Can you speak on behalf of your people?
Sure.
How dare you with what you're doing to the Palestinians?
We must separate the artists from the art.
Yeah. No, but there's room to be critical of Israel.
Oh, it's an apartheid state.
Yeah. This is from a member of the tribe right here.
Yeah, it's a mess. Okay. Gas. Fuck Israel.
But I think Roger Waters... I think Roger Waters and Kanye West ought to get in a room... And you get put on the new Ken Burns, the U.S. and the Holocaust documentary. Holy shit.
You know what that would be if that they got together, Tim?
Give it to me. It's the best collab
since Taco maybe that's Bell and why. KFC. Maybe that's why he hates baseballs.
Wait, why?
Jews?
Ken Burns?
that's a stretch, man. But please, let's do it.
Did you see how disgusted he was when the guy pulled out a baseball?
I know, but like, you're saying he hates baseball.
The dreaded baseball.
The dreaded
a cricket ball. Maybe
he gets that all the time.
Because you're
dreaded baseball.
Your logic,
soccer ball. He signed.
Your logic is, and I'll, you know, we're riffing. You could walk this back if you want.
Okay.
I just want to follow the logic train here. You're saying because he hates baseballs, or no? You're saying he hates baseballs because Ken Burns made a baseball documentary.
Very good one.
And very good one.
Yeah.
You want to talk baseball? I'd talk baseball with you all show.
Oh, I could talk. I mean, yeah.
We've cracked into something here. But Ken Burns also has made a documentary about the Holocaust. Mm-hmm. And so you think that Roger Waters has contempt for Ken Burns because of that. and therefore has an issue with the game of baseball itself.
Yeah, or just, yeah, the ball. When he just sees Ken Burns.
Well, listen, let's people chime in on that.
Yeah, I think because,
yeah, I mean,
Ken Burns made a documentary about jazz, and Roger Waters adamantly hates jazz, which he's on the record.
Does he? Really? I thought a lot of jazz.
I didn't like baseballs. I didn't like jazz.
I don't know.
Could be. Yeah, who knows?
Are you a Dodgers guy?
Yeah.
Of course. You're from here.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch that game last night?
Yeah.
Rough.
It'll be all right, though.
You think you're feeling positive? Because I'll tell you what, people know this. I'm a traitor to my Phils. I am a Dodgers.
Swing and a miss.
I'm part of Dodgers Nation. Los mm-hmm. Doyers, if you will, if I'm allowed to join here.
Yeah. Los Doyers. Yeah. Keep it light.
Keep it light. I feel like they're anemic at the bat, at the plate. They're just not. Mookie has been completely quiet this series.
He'll get hot.
We gotta take a couple games. We gotta win this. We can't let the Padres get us down. But they're looking good, the Padres.
Yeah, they are. They're getting kind of hot. But nah, we're gonna be good, man. It's 1-1.
Okay, we're hearing fine. This straight. We should have won 2 in LA. Should have taken.
We should, but you know, we just have to go.
How was Kershaw looking? Because I missed the first half of the game.
Yeah, he was. You know, he didn't look bad at all. But you know. He was giving up some action.
Let's take a call.
The goose on the field was.
That was a huge story.
Massive goose. Yeah. Did you see that?
And I was
big.
Surprised.
Huge.
I don't know if you saw it about the eighth inning, seventh inning. There's this big giant fucking goose right there in right field.
Yeah. Huge.
Do you remember when Randy Johnson hit a bird during the game? It's nuts. I saw Randy Johnson is now a professional photographer. And he shoots like at like metal like festivals and stuff.
No, he shoots at the NFL.
What? Oh, it's NFL?
Yeah.
Oh, he's like
he's become like one of those guys with those big long zoom lens.
Bastard.
The vests on the side.
Yeah, cool.
Wait. So not metal festivals.
No, he does. Bad intel.
No, it's not. Look it up. He goes. I swear to God.
Like, there's the goose. NFL.
I was surprised. Were you surprised? Yes or no? And be honest. Were you surprised that they didn't stop the game to remove the goose? They carried on with the goose on the field.
I think that goose was laying a big goose egg on account of the score of the Dodgers.
I mean, it's probably
they threw him away in the garbage.
They just threw him away.
Right, they threw the goose out.
Yeah, look at that. They recycle him.
That's some goose. That's some goose meat. Dodger dogs coming tomorrow.
The guy on the left's happy about it.
Ever? No one eats. I guess you do eat goose. You do eat. Swan.
Geese.
No one's ever cooking swan up.
Yeah, you're right. Let's look that up. Smoke some swan.
I'd have a fucking I'd have like a rotisserie of swan.
I mean, what's the difference? Who cares?
Are they too aesthetically beautiful for people that they can't bear to eat swan?
Yeah, or like a flamingo. Do people eat flamingos?
Swans have a fishy taste.
Oh.
But the best ones are fed oats when they're young, according to the first result on Google.
Come on! The best ones like... The best ones to consume, to eat. Okay, yeah. Not just, they're not thriving in life or whatever.
Yeah. And we have another feature. This is a feature-filled show because Doug hit it out of the park. We're going to continue baseball metaphors today in honor of Frankie and his love of the game. Doug hit it out with the old EDM news last week. But Doug's back with his own Doug's.
Hold on, I got one.
Doug's funeral news. He's got news from inside the industry,
I got some music.
Thanks.
And Doug, take it away with your updates on the wide world of funeral homes.
Thank you, Tim.
Yeah.
Doug Twybell of Fern Hill Funeral Home in Aberdeen received the Washington State Funeral Directors Association Lifetime Service Award. Yeah, good. Doug has served in the funeral profession since 1960.
All right.
Rary.
You got another one?
62 years.
Yeah, Rary just opened a new cremation service in Indiana, Pennsylvania.
Oh, wow.
David A. Rary, owner of Rary Bent's Funeral Home and Crematory of Indiana and Clymer, announced Tuesday the opening of Evergreen Cremations Incorporated. The new facility is located at 964 Nixon Avenue in Indiana.
They're cutting the blue ribbon here.
You said Pennsylvania, Indiana.
It's Indiana, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Say, wait again, now what? Is it in Pennsylvania or Indiana?
It's both.
The city of Indiana and Pennsylvania.
That's what I'm reading here.
What a mess!
Yeah, of course, you guys don't know. You're not familiar with David A. Rary, Arnie of Rary.
I know IUP in Indiana University of Pennsylvania. My cousin went there.
H.C. Alexander Funeral Home.
Oh, you have another story?
Has announced the purchase of a new building and property located at 22 Apple Street in Norco, Louisiana. The new facility will offer more parking, a spacious parlor, and a kitchen that will accommodate catering for receptions. And that's the funeral news for this week.
Thank you, Doug, for getting us up to date. I would like to include to the conversation the great Will Sheff. Will's going to come in, play a tune, then we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more after the break. Here he comes, folks. Woo! Will Sheff with his tune, an ironic song. Would you agree it's an ironic song because of the title is saying, it is for us.
I just wanted to call an album Nothing Special, and then I had to write a song.
I like that process. Like knowing that you want this thing.
Reverse engineered. Yeah. From the album title.
Will, Frankie Will.
We met briefly. We met.
All right. Well, you could have played along.
I love this fool. It's really, really funny.
Great. Oh, hell yeah. Thanks for watching. I appreciate it.
All right. like I said, here's Will Sheff. Sheff. Will Sheff.
Adam Schiff.
Adam Schiff. With Nothing Special. And we'll be taking a break, and then we'll be talking to Will and Frankie and your Zooms after the break. Join us at Patreon. In your guitar.
Oops, that's my fault.
Join us at patreon.com/officehourslive if you're watching this later, and you can watch the entire show. Join us and look forward to so many toys and treats. And we'll be back after the tune and the break.
We'll be right back.
It's once upon a time I rode with a friend of mine, side by side on the conqueror's route. We were set in our designs, we were wasted on white wine, and our fine satin jackets hung loose. We triumphed and we lost, but we knew at any cost there was treasure we'd claw our way to. And we'd know it by the gleam we had seen inside some dream that was beamed through our boyhood bedrooms. And we were nothing special. In time, I'll see my queen, gray-eyed in blazing jeans, in a raven riding boot. I call her from the moon with my $1,000 tune, but in airlessness my words diffuse. And my friend, he failed and fought in a pattern he was caught, and his family they could not break through. And his lover stood aside, from the other room she cried, she was shivering inside a swimsuit. Was she nothing special? And you're only of your time, and I'm certainly of mine. You and I, we stand accused. I can see some coming day, just a year or two away, when we'll wake to some wonderful news. And you're opening your eyes, and the same old friendly lies can't disguise the terrible truth. Hard waves are gonna break, you'll be covering your face, but amazingly you'll make it through. 'Cause you're nothing special. Stranded on the shore, and you're gone forevermore, and embraced at the baseline so deep. You were lost, or I was cowed, but it doesn't matter now. We'll discuss it sometime I'm asleep. Sit by my side so close, and I'll tell you all I know. I don't mind if you'd like to repeat. It's time to say it's done. I'm not getting what I want. When I've lost it, I'm finally free. To be nothing special. Oh, it's nothing. We stagger through the hills, and I'm stripping off my silks, and my silver rings I have sold. My friends along with me, and we make it to the sea. We've agreed to give back all our gold.
Thank you, guys.
Beautiful.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
I got lost in it. I dazed into the beautiful music.
Oh, thank you.
And we'll be back after this break 5 minutes from now. See you soon. Is everybody happy?
We're gonna have some fun. This is comedian Jerry Seinfeld. Here to let you know there's more of this episode waiting for you at patreon.com/officehourslive. Get over there to find out what the deal is with all of the bonus content, merch store discounts, and much more. Become the master of your domain by subscribing to the Patreon today.